last year's marathon was the 117th. 117 is Trooper Rupen Bastagian's badge number. It was a beautiful day. Other state troopers were also running the marathon, and he did it. He crossed the finish line. Minutes later, as he was on his way to the medical tent, the first bomb exploded.
The initial one, I assumed that it was just a ceremonial cannon. I looked around where the noise came from, and there was no panic because everyone was kind of just still walking around. So when the second one went off, that's when everyone started running and screaming and yelling. You saw the smoke from the first one, and then just ran towards the scene to try to help out.
So you realize something's going on, and what, you left the medical tent and ran toward the finish line?
I wasn't at the medical tent. I had just grabbed my ribbon, and then I had grabbed the little foil they give you to wrap you with to keep you warm.
Who did you encounter, and what did you do?
I noticed there was some kind of utility vehicle with medical personnel on it, maybe five or so or four. And they were having a difficult time getting through, so I remember running in front of them, screaming, open the road, make way, and they were coming right up behind me. I crossed over the finish line and observed to my right side the chaos, all the people that were injured, and I saw a gentleman on the ground. He didn't look too good, and I remember asking one of the guys who were there already trying to help him out with one of his legs. I just said, you know, what can I do to help out? He said, just try to put a tourniquet on him. Just here, use this, tie it as tight as you can. I said, great. I saw him struggling, you know. I talked to him. I told him everything's going to be all right. And I saw another guy they were going to help out with the stretcher, but he wasn't nearly half as bad as this guy. And I remember running over there and saying, guys, you need to come to this guy and help him out. And they did. And then I bounced to another person and just assisted by just using stuff to tie up areas that were bleeding.
And I know a lot was going on and it's been a year, but do you remember what was going through your mind?
Initially it was, is there another one? I have three kids at home. You know, is another one going to go off at this moment? That was one thing that I clearly remembered as I was running there. After that, it kind of just, everything just went away. Five total troopers ran that year, and I was one of five. And I know two of them are really fast. So I knew they were like probably back washing up already because, you know, they're good runners. And the other two were right around my range or slightly behind me. So I didn't know if they were injured. So then I was just wondering, trying to locate them after they told us we had to leave the area, which I think was about 10, 15 minutes into it. They were like, you have to leave.
How many people did you help that day?
I don't really know. Two of them are in my mind that I helped. The one gentleman, clearly the one that was on the ground, and the other, there was a lady who had a big gouge in her I want to say left upper thigh area. I kind of tied a gauze around it, picked her up, put her in a wheelchair, and I might have assisted two, three other people in addition to that, but I don't really remember clearly. It was pretty chaotic.
And Trooper Bastagian, do you know the names of the people you helped, and have you been able to see them in the past year?
I have not been able to see them. I have located the gentleman who I helped that was on the ground, but I haven't gotten around to go see him. It's a difficult thing. I kind of wanted to leave everyone alone. It's a tough time, I think, you know, and that's why I didn't even want to comment at all in the beginning, because they just went through so much, and they're going to have to live with a lot of that for the rest of their lives. So I pray for them and, you know, hope they make it through these tough times.
And you'll have to live with it for the rest of your life. In the last year, how often do you think about that day?
It comes and goes. Obviously, it puts your perspective in the right place as far as your time with your family and things of that nature. And I've always been one to do everything for my family. I've always say, you know, time is short on this earth. It'll go by like a vapor. So I don't know. I think it brings it more into reality.
And you're running the Boston Marathon this year?
Yes.
Why?
I think it's a good, it shows a good support. Everyone's stepping up to the plate to do it. I don't want to say I'm regretting it at this point to do it because I haven't had the training that I need to run it. But I know it's going to be a great day, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You have concerns about security?
Concerns of security is always going to be there. I mean, we're going to have more people providing security for this than ever. The general public is alert and awake as well. So they're going to provide eyes and ears as well. So having all these people there with the extra security, extra dogs, you know, you can never say for sure. But I'd like to say that it'll be a lot more secure than any other year.
Trooper Bastasian, being one of the first on hand to help victims of the Marathon bombing, do you consider yourself a hero?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It's again, I was one of many out there, number one. Number two, it's my job. Every day, you have firefighters going into buildings, you have, you know, rescue personnel, whoever it is, doctors, nurses, they're doing these things every day. That's your life passion. You're going to help out when you can. So I think I just did what everyone else in as a first responder would do. So,
Trooper Rupin Bastasian, a member of the Rhode Island State Police who helped a number of victims of the Boston Marathon bombing a year ago, thank you so much.
Thank you.